already. Well, how repetitive he seems to be.
His beats be so fucking hard, nigga.
I don't even think that's true, though.
Low key. It really depends on the song. Because I'm not going to sit here and say all his beats are hard. Nah, by far. But I'm just going to say, as a person who is low key a Uzi fan to a certain extent.
Everybody's a Uzi fan until they grow up. And they realize, wow, I was just some bullshit. Like,
the light. Yeah, you can't be fucking up the good vibes. Yeah, it keeps the vibes good in this bitch. Yeah. I told Ajane straight up, I was like, that vibing with vibe shit, yeah, change that shit. I was like, that shit
whack. It's not a thing yet. Like, she's supposed to start her thing up.
Yeah, I told her to change that shit.
Why? I
said that shit whack.
Why, though?
Because that shit whack.
I mean, you say Jucifer Sanchez. A lot of people think that's whack.
Yeah, all right, cool. I know it's whack. Like, nigga, I don't, like, that's not an official moniker, nigga. Like,
yeah, but you too scared to even create one because you know it's going to be whack.
Nah,
you know, it's going to be widely received as whack.
Yeah, so I already made one, Game Boy Jew, and if it's
that's
not
whack
received,
as fuck. Like, right, guess, like,
what?
Come on,
guess what? And guess
Game
what?
Boy
guess
Jew?
What? Guess what? I'm going to go back to the motherfucking drawing board,
you
all right?
You should do that already because that shit is whack, nigga.
Cheers, nigga. All right. Like, you're right.
Now, Whiskey Dick, see, that's the perfect one. Like,
yeah, I can't lie. That was one of the ones.
Every
yeah.
time I'm playing Apex or something, and people be like, oh, Whiskey Dick.
Yes.
We've all been there. I'm like, oh God. Man. Like, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yes.
When I created the name, but, like, it's, especially in the shooter community, niggas fuck with it,
bro. Yes, bro. It's like, bro, I can't sit here and use Whiskey Fist. I'm like, bro, I feel like that's
whack,
a whole fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't mind, but I'm pretty sure, like, if we do get to a level where,
yeah,
like,
Whiskey Dick and Whiskey Fist, yeah, like, yeah, well, it could work for me because I play fighting games, so it's like,
yeah,
but it's just nah, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, no. Whiskey Fist. Yeah. Right, do what you want to do.
Nah,
it's not as whack as Game Boy Judo.
Right.
That's whack as fuck. Like, I ain't gonna hold you.
Well, shit, I know I suck at coming up with names, all right? Like, I can't just use Jew.
You could. I mean, you obviously wouldn't be able to name yourself Jew because that's probably taken. But, like, your name could be Jew472 or some shit like that. But what you go by and what your channel, like, art is gonna be is just Jew. Just like EDP.
What about that black guy, Jew?
That's still better than Game Boy Jew. Like,
yeah, just that black
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, so are you sitting here trying to roast her for...
Yeah, I've roasted her.
Vibing
yeah.
with vibes.
Yeah. Guess what? I know I had some shitty names. I told her straight up. I was like, the original names that I tried to name the podcast, bruh, yeah, they were terrible. They were terrible. Like, nah, for real. Like, we just came together and we actually was like, all right, well, long story short. Or... short story long,
which is not the best name in my opinion. Like,
it's not.
If it wasn't for the fact that we so far in, that
should have
been changed already. No cap, I don't fuck with that name that much.
Hey,
it's
but
just,
we in too deep.
Yeah, it's just who we are now.
Yeah, niggas know us by SSL, bro.
And luckily, there's not that much competition for that name besides DJ Drama.
Which you need to give us that fucking name already.
I tried DMing the page too, and. No,
y'all
response.
Some hoes.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, y'all some hoes. Y'all ain't doing shit
one
for the culture anyway.
One day you gonna start this back up.
Oh God, y'all ain't doing shit for the culture.
Yeah, man.
Fucking dicks. But welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Panty Player, aka I'm taking your bitch on a date Thursday.
I thought you were gonna say later.
Yeah.
Like, take your bitch on a date later.
Oh, that would
have
rhymed.
Like,
yeah. AKA take your bitch on a day later while I play later like a fifth grader.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Nate on the mic here. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? First things first, we got to do our affiliate links and our sponsor that we never mentioned.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I have to get the sponsor out of the way.
Let's get it.
Damn, what's damn?
Bluehost, right?
No, that's not. Those are affiliates.
Oh, okay.
The game board, the hip hop, Damn, what's the, damn.
That's terrible. What's the scenario?
Yeah, what's the scenario? Yeah,
yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to our sponsor, What's the Scenario? It is an official card game which is hip-hop based. So if you have a party of about 4 to 8 people, or even up to 14 people.
Preferably a lot of people.
Yes. If you're well-versed in hip-hop, it's the best party game that you guys can play. We haven't been able to have enough people to actually like show a video on how to play the game and stuff like that. But once we have enough people, we'll be able to make a video and at least show you guys. So, but definitely shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Go on the link, and you know, if you buy something, put in SSL podcast in the code, and you can get 15% off. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Definitely. And also,
make black sure owned.
Tap into that black owned business, baby.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
You smell that? It's black excellence. Yeah.
Indubitably.
Yeah. Bask in it, bitch. But also make sure you definitely tap into One More headphones. Get 10% off of your first order, or 10% off an order when you use the code SSL podcast, which will be in the description below. And also definitely make sure you tap in with Instacart as well. 10% off your first order. And it really just takes the fees. So fuck with them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they fucking with us. Y'all need to fuck with them. I know we might have to get a little more PC, you know, in the future, but
yeah, they actually sent me a new contract. I should probably read that. But I mean, that means that it's not ended. It's just, you know, maybe it might be some new terms in there. Well, y'all say a nigga too much, my nigga.
But definitely make sure you tap in with Instacart and also Bluehost as well. $199 for a domain name, man. Like, you really can't beat that. And that's for, like, what, 6 months?
No, right. The domain name is $1.99 for a year.
What?
And then after that, you have to pay full price for your domain. But that 1 year is very... And what's the word I'm looking for? Beneficial for somebody running a business, because as anybody knows, those first year and 2 years mark, you want to be cutting costs at every single corner. So Bluehost will definitely help you out with that. $1.99 for a domain is nothing
at all.
You can go through Spotify and, you know what I'm saying, build the website for a little cheaper than they may provide to.
Go to Fiverr.
If, you know, send us an affiliate link, Shopify. We use y'all as well.
Yeah, come with it. We need it.
But yeah, man, it's a very cheap way to start up your business online. And as you know, everything is online. So get in on that, man.
Yes, sir. If you're not, then you're kind of lame.
You lame a fuck, boy.
Y'all lame. Green ass nigga. Oh shit. But what we got on the motherfucking topic?
Well, first things first, let me get this shit from stop wiggling.
Didn't somebody get shot in the ass?
No.
Oh,
are you talking about Charleston White shooting himself in the leg?
Oh yeah. Okay.
I want to talk about Ice Spice first though. So Ice Spice, would you say that she's, well, I already know your answer, but for the audience sake, do you think that she's overrated or underrated?
Bruh, she's underrated, bruh, because she's a tree.
This nigga dragging it. He know damn well.
Bruh, yeah, this
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
It just
yeah, now it's all stretched out. Damn, that shit is like bloop. That's what happened, man.
Oh god. That's when you hit loose pussy. That's what it feel like.
But not real talk, though. Like, how you feel about Ice Spice? Granted,
yeah, she's an industry plant. She's definitely overrated.
You think she's an industry plant? I don't think she's an industry plant.
I think she's an industry plant.
How so, though?
Because look at how fast she's blowing up.
Yeah, with the help of TikTok, you know, memes are the way to reach people.
True.
I think because I don't think anybody that blows up on TikTok is an industry plant. I just think TikTok is just how people are blowing up these days.
But when I say industry plant, I'm saying like the industry will literally come behind her and start backing whatever she's doing now.
Well, because she's an attractive female that raps gangster shit.
What gangster was? You thought it was feeling you?
No. So I listened to her other music because in preparation for to talk about her on this podcast, which we're supposed to have a guest and you know, try to give more insight on what her music sounds like. But it's not new for women out of New York rapping like this.
Yeah.
So I think her biggest selling point is, one, Munch is catchy. I will give her that. It's catchy. TikTok as well. And the fact that she's attractive. I don't think because of that she's an industry plant. Now, she's only been rapping for a year or two.
Oh, which, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If she blows up any... I'll say this. If she blows up any further than 2 years, maybe 2.5, she's definitely, in my opinion, an industry plant. Not unless if she actually capitalizes off of the steam that she has right now and keeps it going. I don't think she's gonna do it though.
Yeah, okay. I want to say, like, I don't see her doing
she
that.
She look like a Trish. Okay, don't take me serious, y'all.
But I don't see her surpassing what she's done with this song. And I mean, it's just how it is. Even for a male artist, it's no like gender specific thing, but when you have one song that blows up so much or does like crazy numbers, and I guess we could talk about her canceling bookings and shit a little bit after this.
But
when you have a song that big, it's hard to like try to beat that.
True.
Because people's expectations are already high on you.
Yeah.
Now you got to come with something even harder or just as hard. And that's hard.
But that's in general just being a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Or that's like what I'm saying.
Or artist in general. So, yeah. Oh, okay. I get what you mean.
But how you feel about that, her canceling bookings and shit?
That is so unprofessional. All right. Honestly, I feel like that would close more doors for you than open them, because you want to say yesterday's price is not today's price, sweetheart. You're not even a full-on rookie in the game yet. Yeah. Like, sweetheart, you barely, like, jumped off the porch. Like, literally, like, don't get me wrong, you got a performance at South by Southwest, right? Was it South by Southwest?
I think it was Rolling Loud, actually.
Yeah, Rolling Loud. So, granted, that was one of the biggest...
Which is crazy. That's crazy.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy as fuck.
But, look, it all shows that with social media, a viral moment can go so fucking far. All right, like real shit.
Yeah.
So, one, I'm not discrediting any achievement that you have achieved in this short amount of time. But real...
Such a backwards compliment.
Shut up. But realistically speaking, from somebody who actually is... Well, technically, we are a part of the culture now. And somebody who respects the culture... Yeah, sweetheart, you cannot charge no $15,000 a show just because you calling bitches a munch.
See, now that's when I disagree. Now, granted, me personally, if I was a club promoter or something, I'm not paying 15 bands
at
for
all.
Munch. Like, you just performing munch.
The most I'm probably paying is like six, and that's just being. And even though, granted, your original price was four. Yeah. That's just being gracious because you're bad. You get an extra two bands, but I'm not going over 10.
I mean, who knows if she's big in the city? Like, her songs before Munch got like 100,000 listens on Spotify. It's not like she just kind of. It's just her new level is way bigger than her last level. I'm not mad at her changing the price, but canceling the bookings in order to get a bigger price is like
you
should already. You already committed to that. They already committed to four bands. That was your price.
Yes.
And just because you're blowing up, that don't mean Yep.
You need to
can't do it, my boy.
Honor your price. A good good business practices go a long way. All right, they take you a lot further than doing shady business.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with her changing her price, though.
I believe that
if she wants to charge $15,000, she should. Especially if we don't know if she's gonna be
outrageous.
Like
fuck.
But we don't know if she's gonna blow up or be the same like height. You know what I'm saying? As far as her career wise, next year. So you might as well squeeze it as much as you can.
True. And then you got Joe Budden with his meme shit. You thought it was filling you? Nah, niggas a munch. Man, niggas to eat it. I eat it for lunch. He's like, you're not fucking with that?
To be honest, like I don't want to rain on somebody's parade when they had a point in their career. They never thought they'd be, even if it's only been for a year. Cause it's
don't get your confetti out too quick. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, don't make your confetti too heavy to where you can't even see what's in front of you. That's just what That's just what I'm saying, just as somebody who's seen the rise and the falls of
plenty of rappers.
A lot of fucking artists. Yeah. All right. So look, rappers, artists in general are a dime a dozen. All right. Good, actual talented artists are hard to find. So
yeah, real talk.
So yeah, just stay in your lane, do what you got to do, but at the end of the day, get your money, get the fuck out, but not unless you're actually going to put some gas on your career. I definitely see you as a one hit wonder.
I just feel like she should have did those shows that she, you know, charged him $4,000 for.
Oh yeah.
And then after that raised it $15,000, $20,000. I don't even get
like fulfill your fucking obligations.
That's it. That's
like,
really it.
Come
that's
on really. Like, that's that. Look, again, I will say that I said it before, I'll say it again. That's unprofessional as fuck. And in all honesty, if I was a club promoter and I know I can get a bigger act, I'd put the word out for some of my people not to fuck with you, because it's like, that's not upholding good business. We already had you booked.
Yeah, people don't give a fuck about that though, because like, if they can get her there, and let's just say she is like, she got another song come out and they go fire, it go hard. They get her there, they get more butts in the seats or foot on the floor. Right. So they don't give a fuck if you're just saying, no, don't do business with her. Like, she ain't like, honor her responsibilities last time. They don't give a fuck because they can get more bitches that fuck with her from TikTok. More True. Bitches that fuck. Like, they going to get more bitches by getting her there. So why would they care? It's all business at the end of the day.
Nah, you got a point. It's nothing personal at all. So I can definitely understand that.
So did we talk about that PNB Rock shit?
Definitely. We
I don't think we ever talked about that.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
We so we are very, very late.
Very, very. We had to slow down on making videos.
Yeah, yeah.
We backed up.
We backed up a lot. So yeah,
like constipated on content.
With that being said, because of that, we are we did not talk about that yet, even though it's been like 4 or 5 days maybe. So PNB Rock, as you all might know, was shot and killed in a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle.
The worst Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in LA.
So we don't have to get into the details, because at this time, anybody that listens to us, I'm pretty sure knows about this.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things that's wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
And because I actually like that we kind of laid on this, because I guess it gives the family a chance to grieve and, you know what I'm saying, everybody. Yeah,
not just keep seeing, like, their loved one being in the tabloids or being in the media and having them being talked about.
Yeah, so
like
it died down a little bit. So we kind of give our full opinions on it.
Yeah.
So one thing is, there's a lot of people talking about, and I think Fat Joe, I seen Fat Joe talk about this.
Oh, you're talking about on Charlamagne's?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the name.
The thing is, everybody wants the hood to be some, like, different place. But the reality of it is, when you have a low-income area that's impoverished, it's going to be like this. It's going to be niggas shooting niggas for chains. Even if it was $2,000 they got. That's True. Just how it is. Like, we can't keep talking about what it should be, because at the end of the day, y'all are speaking from a perspective of niggas in mansions, or at least big-ass houses.
But at the same time, you got to look at it from Joe's perspective. He even said on that show when he was giving his commentary, back then, he used to jack people. He used to rob people. So he's like, I'm not mad at you. But why, though? Because he didn't have it. But
exactly.
At the same time, it's like, he's not mad at you for robbing somebody. All right, do that. That's just like the natural order. Like, in nature, if you see a weak animal and it's a lion rolling around, guess what? He gonna attack that motherfucker and eat it for lunch. All right? Like,
yeah,
it is
but
what
I
it
hate
is.
When people use that appeal to nature, like, no, argument. It's not, we're not fucking dogs and cats and wolves.
True.
And fucking lions and bears. Like,
but
we're
Fat Joe was still saying, like, I get you robbing, but you don't. Why you got to kill him? Like, why did you have to, like, draw down on him in the middle of a Roscoe's where all these people, these kids are now traumatized? You have people in there that are traumatized now, all because you want to rob him and kill him. All you had to do was just really just rob his ass.
No, it's not that I disagree. It's just that it's just not the world we live in where niggas
True.
Are just thinking like this. Like, I believe that everything we say after his death is easy to say. But, like, the reality of it is, these hoods, we don't know nothing about, because we not in them as civilians, as millionaires.
Right,
we just not. So like we can't, we all have an opinion, but we're not in the hood. We don't know, or we're not in that hood. We don't know like what the fuck really going down over there. So that's one perspective. Yeah, I agree that another black man didn't have to die for some fucking chains. There's some custom chains that they not finna get no money from because it says PNB on that motherfucker.
Like, bro, who you gonna sell that shit to? That shit's gonna be sitting somewhere in a safe or somewhere in a fucking box because nobody can wear it. Nobody can sit here and sell it.
Yeah,
bruh, what are you gonna do with that?
They're gonna melt that shit down. That's the only thing you can do with it.
But you gotta take out the diamonds too.
Exactly.
And it's like, how you gonna melt down the gold and take out the diamonds at the same time?
Like, bro, I do agree with Fat Joe, but there's also, you know, and I'm happy with Joe Budden, actually, because he kept that same energy with DJ Academics when DJ Academics posted PNB Rock interview, too. So even though I don't agree that it's like a big deal, I do respect him, yeah, for being consistent.
Yeah.
But PNB Rock, on multiple occasions, has said that when I was in L.A., somebody tried to rob me.
He's made it apparent in multiple interviews. So that's something that, one, that was instantly a cry for help. Not a cry for help, but that's an instant telltale sign of, okay, something needs to change in these local areas, or at least you need to change how you move in these areas.
That's like, my point, real shit.
Like, just like his girl. People are really, like, jumping to conclusions saying that, oh, if she didn't geotag the Roscoe's chicken and waffles, oh, he probably wouldn't have got robbed. You got to realize, one, that can be a possibility, and yes, but it's also a possibility
that anybody in that restaurant could have caught.
Yes, that was literally Adam 22, AD, and I think House Phone was all came in agreement that Roscoe's chicken and waffles in particular was one of the worst ones you could eat at. They even said, bro, we grew up around here. But AD was like, I grew up around here. I've been here my whole life. I probably ate there like once. I never actually like will go sit down and eat in there because you don't know what could happen. Like, real shit. So it's like, why would you go to the worst just because you want to sit here and prove or tell people you're still street, you're still gully?
Exactly.
Bro, you got money.
That's another point. It's like, why do you feel the need to... Why do you feel the need to not have security just because you got your tool on you?
Like, bro.
Why do you feel the need to go to the hoodest, most dangerous Roscoe's and chicken and waffle? Like, what do you have to prove?
Because
like,
he says I'm a trench baby.
Exactly. When I hear PNB Rock talk, he genuinely feels like I come from where you come from. Because I grew up in the streets of Philly. You grew up in the streets of Compton or whatever. And he felt like, yo, I'm not no different from y'all, so why y'all treat me different?
He's like, I ain't no bitch and I ain't going. So come on, dog. Like, why? But it's why, like, y'all gotta, bro,
you not from this hood. Like, you don't know nobody here, and you sitting here riding around Dolo
and talking about eat my dick and shit.
You are by far most likely the richest nigga to walk in any fucking supermarket on this whole boulevard. So facts. What's the point of out here flexing and shit?
It's like, dude, to a certain degree, again, rest in peace, and definitely like God bless the dead. All right. All I'm saying is, for these rappers coming up nowadays, please be more mindful where you go, what you do, and how you move. There is nothing wrong with tapping in before you actually land. There's nothing wrong with that. Tap in with the OG, see what's going on. Just be like, hey, is it cool? Is anybody, like, come on, bro. It's nothing wrong with that. Put your fucking pride to the side so you won't lose your life.
I don't know, man. Because, bro, you're going to have to check in with so many niggas if you a nigga that can go anywhere you want. Like, that's checking in literally everywhere you fly to.
I'm doing it. Because guess what? My name... Like,
and that's not going to stop the young niggas from robbing you.
Like, I'm going to make it out safe. Or if I don't make it out safe, guess what?
You don't even know that. Because you a lick. You a lick to anybody.
All right. Perfect example. Rap-A-Lot. Look at Jay Prince. It was somebody who got their chain stolen, and Jay Prince got the chain back. I literally got it back for him and was like, all right, son, I know you robbed him, but we going to talk and we going to see if we can get you in some business because you shouldn't be doing this, son. Like, if I was back in the day and I was younger, I probably would have slapped the shit out your bitch ass. But right now, We gonna try to do better. All right, so
nigga, you a lick to anybody, any gang, anybody down bad trying to catch a lick so they can get some money for the rent. You a lick for everybody. This not even just gang shit.
Yeah, you right. You right. Shit.
Especially who's to like say them niggas was shit, a gang? Yeah. Like who's to say the niggas that shot him was a gang?
Or was in a gang?
Yeah,
yeah. I get what you mean. This, what
he could have been killed by anybody that was just down bad, like in a low income area that just needed something for the rest of the month.
True, but it's like, what you do a dummy mission like that, what are you gonna do? I mean, what are you really gonna get out of that?
Both sides is wrong. Like, PNB should not be in a fucking dangerous area with fucking no security and all his bling on. He shouldn't be doing that.
Dipped but at the same time, got the spaghettis on.
But at the same time, you know what? Actually, I would just say PNB Rock is wrong. And you know, rest in peace. I guess I was a fan of his music, the music I did hear, but. You can't blame the hood for being the hood.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit that happened.
That's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. They shouldn't, but, like.
Yeah, at all. But it's like if you go to a trash can, you're not going to expect to smell like roses. All
right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you got to just accept it for what it really is.
And I sympathize with him a little bit, or empathize, whatever the word is for this, because he did genuinely feel like we are the same people, so why would y'all, like, even treat me some type a different type of way, like
empathize.
Yeah, because I can't relate to that shit.
I get what you mean.
But at the same time, bro, the hood is a hood, and every hood is different.
Yes.
Like, just because you grew up in a DMV and it was the hood, don't mean you're gonna be straight in Compton.
At all.
That's just how it is, bro.
It's a different story, dude.
So I can't be mad at. Well, I'm mad that they shot him.
Yeah.
In broad daylight, in front of fucking families, in front of like.
That was just. Evil.
That's
okay?
Yeah, that was crazy. Like,
you ain't even had to do all that, my boy. Like, real spill.
But it's like it takes less. What I guess what I'm trying to say, not that PNB Rock is wrong, but it takes less work to not do exactly what PNB Rock was doing.
True.
As a rich nigga, rather than change the whole hood, because you're not doing that, bro. Niggas gonna be robbing your ass.
Yeah.
You'll lick. They coming to catch it, bro.
Even if you offer up equal opportunities. People are still going to go for what they know.
Yeah, exactly. So
like, you can only change but so much. And just like, you could take the boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the boy.
Yeah, exactly, man.
So, man, that look just...
It's really sad that somebody that's as talented as PNB Rock, somebody that came from being homeless...
In jail,
locked up, and...
He actually had a story. Like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that it had to come down to him being shot twice, I think. But there is a lot of things that could have, you know, avoided his untimely demise is what I'm basically trying to say.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
But, again, we're sending healing energy and prayers going towards PNB families, PNB Rock's family, loved ones, and anyone who actually cares about him in his camp as well. Definitely sending our deepest condolences. So, yeah.
Yeah. But, damn, what was I gonna talk about next?
Oh, so there was some dude in India that was on Donkey the other day. He actually like shoved a 6-inch deodorant can up his ass, and it was like in there for like 3 weeks.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck to say to that. What the fuck?
As soon as I heard that shit, you know what that shit reminded me of? That fucking, that video that was, like, on the internet when the dude put the glass bottle up his ass and it broke. He was pulling the shit out.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about right now, but damn. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
What
yes.
the fuck, nigga?
Yes, yes. But thankfully, I didn't see that. But I'm going to just say, for people who have kinks and fetishes and stuff, we want to definitely, you know, advocate that. We don't kink shame over here. Look, we need Adam and Eve to, like, give us a sponsorship. All right, fuck with us. All right, because that's just like.
Like, nah, some of y'all niggas are trifling, bro. I do shit that you shouldn't even be doing. Like,
look,
who's putting a fucking
weird.
Glass bottle up their ass?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Mm-hmm.
Have you been following this Nicki Minaj and I think she'd be from Cardi B?
Nah, I haven't been following that shit. I was gonna ask, you know about the Quando Rondo shit.
What, him touring?
Nah, like that nigga dropping his flag and shit.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that either.
Yeah,
like, man, we've been holding on to a bunch of stuff, actually.
Yeah, on God, because waiting on niggas to show up.
Hey, y'all can't say we didn't try, bro. We said we was going to get y'all more guests. We tried to get y'all more guests.
Bruh.
We've been scheduled this nigga twice.
Yeah.
We only shoot once a week now, you know what I'm saying, keep up with the load, but
oh God.
Two
and
times, bruh, didn't show up.
We tried to schedule two people. All right, two people one time, guess what? Both flaked.
Next week, one of them.
Flaked again.
Flaked again. So, yeah, man, yeah, we could definitely go ahead and talk about that, though.
So, Quando Rondo was in the news lately, and he came out on Instagram. I'm not reading that fucking post, because that nigga is fighting with grammar, punctuation, and all that shit. All right. So, long story short, he basically disowned Neighborhood Crip, and also he said he's not Jump Out Gang no more. He also definitely stated that he's dropping his rag and he's not, you know, fucking with the hood because they don't fuck with him or they don't help him and shit like that. And in a recent interview with, I think, Big U, he was like, I don't know, man. I think I'ma just die cripping, bro. Like, I be thinking it. I be thinking. I be repenting to God and talking to him about shit. And I just, and then a thought come in my head, be like, I can't ever stop cripping. Like, I'm just such a crip. Just crip. Yeah, I'm
I've seen that too. I've seen that too. I'm like, wow.
Oh, how the tides have turned.
Bro, I know damn well I'm not even a nigga that grew up around gangs like that. But I know damn well you're not finna just be like
that, my boy.
I'm not crip no more. And the nigga's gonna be like, alright.
It's not like you leaving the group chat, my boy. Like, what? Like, no, nigga. No, boy, you better go to your hood, get your put off.
I get
it. Like, dead ass. You better go though. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that getting
Wrap that shit up in like the mic stand. It looked retarded on camera. Unless the cord is not long enough.
Not. Okay. But yeah, my nigga, nah, you better go to your hood, get your put off, or you better go to the motherland and you better get your put off, because boy, you denounced everything. Boy, you're done for, my boy.
Well, that's the thing though, because like I can understand not wanting to go back to your hood, because you never know who feeling the type of way about you doing that shit. Like, somebody could just feel, like, the wrong way. Or you just disowned us, nigga.
You not gonna die, but you gonna get your DP?
Nigga, who is you to say that he not gonna die?
He's not gonna die. He gonna get his DP, bruh, though.
Who tried to kill him? They end up killing his cousin.
I think it was Von.
You don't fucking know. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. We don't know shit about shit. We just speculating. So,
but look.
If he go back to his city, he might die. We don't know. Maybe not by his gang.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point.
Niggas just be hating. That shit just happens. Like,
nah, you definitely right on that.
Yeah.
Nah, you definitely right. But nigga, he always talking about he got them sticks and them Dracos and shit, bro. You better jump out on their ass.
My thing is, first of all, a lot of niggas get older and they decide to like stop gangbanging, at least to the fullest.
That's understandable. Okay, like once you get older, all right, cool, and you see the area of your ways and you're seeing that, okay, well, maybe I just had daddy issues and that's the reason why I joined. Pause. Like, maybe I just had daddy issues and that's the reason why I joined a gang. Like, I can completely understand, but you can't sit here and say, oh, now I'm not 60s no more because my cousin died and nobody trying to have my back. Niggas die every day, nigga.
Especially in your profession.
Like, literally. So I don't even, bro, do you know how many dead homies people done lost? Do you know how many dead homies motherfuckers got them tatted on them? Bro, if you don't shut the fuck up, because you sound like a bitch right now.
But, like, at the same time, first of all, disclaimer, I'm not a nigga that's in a gang. I never was in a gang. I never wanted to be in a gang. That was just never my MO at all. But it's you can't live a life in a gang and niggas just expect you to take losses and move on and nobody even give you no type of like no showing you no love or nothing because you just lost your cousin.
Bruh, that's the dumbass rules of the streets.
Exactly. Right? That's like, what I'm saying. Like I'm against all that gang shit because it's no loyalty in that shit. Niggas gonna snitch on your ass.
Don't do that.
No. That's the truth. Niggas will snitch on your ass. But my homie's about to get out, bro. Shout out to Robert. That nigga got snitched on. Like, no. Bro, niggas will snitch on your ass. Niggas will fuck your bitch. Niggas will do any type of slimy shit to you, but you can't snitch on them. Like, bro, what?
Nah, fuck that.
That's such a one-sided deal. Why I gotta be so loyal to the gang that y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to do?
You gotta get your get back in blood. Like, you gotta do it yourself.
Like, that's dumbass fucking... What's the word? When the caveman was alive?
Neanderthal?
I guess. That's Neanderthal behavior. Nigga, we in a society where money is, at this point, is the most important thing ever.
Yes. It's more important than food. It's more important than water.
Slick.
It's more important than booty. Okay, nothing's more important than booty.
I mean, it's more important than the man's butt, though.
You're such a genius.
But no, man, Quando Rondo, I get where he's coming from. He took a big loss, and he... Imagine sitting there and your cousin gets shot right next to you, and you knew that bullet was meant for you. And you watched him die slowly. So, and if his gang is not, if, you know, allegedly his gang is not like, yo, like, that shit fucked up. Like, you trying to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can feel him feeling, like, real alone in this situation. Because he took this loss, but he's supposed to have this gang that's supposed to ride for him. Like, that's just how, like, normal human behavior.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you committed to this shit. Like, I know for a fact, even though I feel these type of way about gangs and how, like, inconsistent some of the rules are. Sometimes niggas can be rats and still be in the gang. Like, I do realize that it's something you commit to when you sign up that day you get your fucking ass beat or wherever the initiation process is.
It's not for real.
So, you ain't finna just be like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, no, nigga. That's why you don't sign them papers. Because they got your ass now. And now you did all that. You really risking your life.
I'd rather go to the military than join the gang.
Because you got niggas hitting licks on you. Like, let's just say.
At least I got benefits.
You right? Like, this not even the same thing.
I can buy automatic weapons, nigga. Like,
y'all. A lot of y'all niggas can't even buy guns.
Nigga, I could buy a silencer.
But I would argue that he risked his life even more doing that, though.
Being a civilian?
No.
I'm talking about to be a civilian.
Yeah, trying to, like, just be like, I'm good on social media.
Dropping,
like,
the rag and shit.
Yeah, I think that's way, like, you probably was just, like, targeted by some, what was he in, L.A.?
Yeah.
When his cousin got shot?
Yeah.
You was probably just targeted by some L.A. niggas trying to rob you. Or some bullshit.
Well, you sound like a bitch right now.
Now you send yourself up to be targeted by niggas, Savannah niggas.
Like, yeah, like, boy, you put yourself in a really shitty ass predicament. Like, real shit. Granted, I just respect the code and I respect the culture because I understand, like, where some of those principles and some of those morals come from. Like, real shit, you did that shit terribly. All right. You should have went about it a completely different way instead of being emotional like a little bitch and going on fucking social media. You should have actually had a conversation with your big homie or something like that and talked about that shit. But bruh, by you doing that shit, it brings a bigger target on your head and your whole fucking family. You got to think about shit like that. Like, real shit. And it's not to say I stand behind the gang culture or I stand behind those rules, because yes, I do understand there's certain aspects or certain street rules or street politics that is ass fucking backwards. Like, real shit. But no, bro, you can't just get away with that. That's not something. No, you can't do that at all. Go home or go to the motherland, get your put off, and then live your life like a civilian. But shit, even if you are a civilian, boy, your ass gonna get thundered on. All right, somebody gonna get your ass.
Yeah, you can't be a nigga that's in these interviews talking about how I can't stop cripping, and then, like, be a nigga that sit here on Instagram and try to stop cripping.
Cripping is just so in me. Like, I'm just blued up to the flued up, man.
To the flued up. I'm just saying, man. I'm obviously against gang culture. I do understand the reason why it exists, and that's why I don't question it much, because it's something that dates back years and years and years beyond my time.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be like our police.
But yeah, we know now that it's, at this point, it is branched off to something that nobody can control. Yeah. You might have a big homie, but he can't control you from spinning on this nigga that killed your cousin.
Yeah, but he gonna most likely have pool within the city to sit here and, like, either A, get your ass touched and get your ass DP'd, or B, right, your ass gonna get kicked out the hood.
Niggas getting put on by niggas that's not even in gangs. Like, that's not even official. Like, niggas, it's branched off so much that there's niggas that's in gangs that you would just never know that's in a gang. Like,
yeah, they be dubs for
the big homie, like, bro, I ain't never seen this nigga before, but he in the gang somehow. That's how this shit is. It's so widespread.
Yeah.
That literally.
Wait, but no. Just to give just a little bit of context, it don't work like that. It works in a different way to where everybody is, like, accounted for.
Bro, nobody fucking accounted for it. I think you talking about some old school Crips and Bloods shit.
No. It's the same shit that goes on to this day.
Bro, you think 1,500 fucking sets is everybody's accounted for?
Yes.
Bro, then why would there be senseless gang violence then?
I don't know.
Big homie's really making calls and making orders, if this is really a system like it's supposed to be, then why is all this senseless gang violence? Because big homie's not finna just let that shit slide.
I feel like
there's no control, nigga. That's what I'm trying to get you to
say. Look, I'm not saying you're right. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, like, at all. I'm not disagreeing. All I'm saying is you're right. The big homies, they can sit here and advocate more, or at least push the envelope more to stop these young niggas from crashing out and really, like, causing a whole bunch of what's the word that I'm looking for? Destructive behavior. Like, in all honesty, you could really save a lot of lives or save a lot of time by doing that shit. But even then, even by them stepping in and trying to actually tell them, hey, that's not something you need to do, you need to look at this way, you need to do something like the right way or a better way, they're gonna make their own choices at the end of the day.
So exactly, it's like,
you're right. That's what I'm saying. I give you that.
At this point, every fucking, there's 13, 12 year olds in gangs and shit, nigga. You can't control them impulse behaviors. Like, they gonna do what the fuck they gonna do. And that's what I'm saying. That's why gang violence, well, that's why gangs are in a different type of point now. When it was just Crips and Bloods, cool, okay. I mean, they do their own community shit. They, you know, host food drives and shit like that. That's cool. But now we got, like, fucking kids in middle school thinking they gang banging and shit. I watched a video where there was a bunch of kids coming off the fucking bus in New York. And the saddest thing about that video is, I think it was like a fucking row of homeless people right there.
Jesus Christ.
But kids walking out the bus like, yeah.
Gang shit.
Bro, I don't know if I threw up any. I'm not trying to gang bang. But I'm like, yo, these are like fucking elementary school kids. Like, bro, we at a point now where anybody and their mama can get put on by anybody and their mama. Like, dead ass. I feel like, bro, there's niggas that's not gang. But they can
just because they got their ass beat. They're like, oh yeah, I'm gang now.
Yeah, I'm gang. Yeah,
yeah.
That ass. You do enough research too, because we got Google and we have, like, you can just get knowledge at the click of a button.
Yeah.
If you do some research, bro, you could just pretend like you gang.
Yeah,
like, you could just dead ass pretend. Yeah, they got hand signs and everything.
Yes, if you actually, like, study about what 6 months of gang culture. And you come out with a red flag and you, like, actually know the lingo, bro, you could probably pass.
Yeah, every nigga honestly check you, be like, damn, this nigga really blood. Like,
damn, this nigga really official. He real right.
Little do they know.
I just went on Wiki.
I just watched the Vice video.
I just watched 60 Days in.
Like, bro, if it's going to be this, I think it should be more controlled by the big homies, because I feel like,
yeah,
as a big homie, I can't speak from a big homie's perspective, but I got to imagine that you watch so many young niggas ruin their lives over dumb shit.
Yeah.
At the point you at now where you have, like, I guess the hierarchy in this game.
Oh, where you could actually make a change.
It's, yeah.
Like, dude, yeah, you really need to do that.
Yeah, man.
You really need to do that. But just in closing note, gang violence, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. But definitely we need to actually work on that.
No, it's not going to stop. No. As long as there's low-income areas, there's always going to be petty crimes, fucking gangs, prostitution, stuff like that. Like, that's just what comes with low-income areas.
Fendi facts.
Yeah. You don't see gangs in the suburbs. Like, that's just...
Yes, you do.
Where
they be some weak ass gangs.
Those shits be cliques. Those not gangs.
Nah, you got some bloods that be in the suburbs.
They probably live in the suburbs.
Yeah, because their parents.
Yeah, but you don't see them outside, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Like,
they ain't banging
nah.
on the fucking corner.
Nah, they bang on the net.
Yeah.
they go bang travel at school. To the hood. Nah. They bang at school, and they come home, and they be a good boy.
We talking about kids. Like, them niggas not banging for real.
Yeah.
They just want something outside of their life. Like, the kids in my neighborhood, if y'all don't know, I stay in the burbs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to my mom.
Yeah.
But the kids in this neighborhood, especially, like, across the street and shit, them niggas are definitely...
wannabe fucking yeah. street niggas.
It's so, like, I grew up in Riverdale, a little bit in Forest Park, and a little bit of Lovejoy. I experienced a good, like, the three levels of classes, the middle class, the, you know, low class. That's when I was stayed in Old Nat.
Yeah.
And, you know, where we at now.
Yeah.
Yo, when niggas that just, their parents make way too much money for them to be gangbanging, it's just like so pathetic seeing them gangbang.
Look, I promise you, once I get on and I'm rich and I have kids, and if my son ever sit here and start rapping and say, I ain't never had shit, bro, I'm gonna make a diss track. I'm gonna make a diss track and I'm gonna whoop his ass. I don't care how old he is. I'm gonna whoop his ass with a belt. You got me fucked up.
That is so, like, I just, you feel like, I mean, as a parent, I ain't
never had shit. I grew up and I had to serve bricks.
You don't ever want to feel like you failed your kid.
Nigga, you had cable.
But you got cable, internet, you got a basketball
Central
goal.
Central AC, motherfucker.
You got a fucking, you got a big ass house.
A pool in the back.
With fucking with ducks just fucking coming around and shitting on y'all lawns and shit.
Literally.
Like, that shit don't happen in the hood.
At all.
That shit don't fucking happen in the hood,
just
nigga.
Like people trying to call Riverdale the hood, bruh. Certain apartment complexes are hood as fuck.
No, I don't think there's no full city that's a hood. Like, that's just crazy. Like, damn. Now, there's some hoods in Riverdale, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. But it's not just ghetto as fuck over here. For the most part.
We're not in Riverdale. So I got confused when you said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, over there. My bad.
No, it's not. I would say that at first I thought Brookview, when we first moved into there, in probably like a year in, when I actually started meeting people and getting friends and shit.
Oh, yeah. That shit was ghetto as fuck.
That's when I started thinking it was a hood, because it was like. I feel like hoods are more community oriented, like everybody kind of know everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what I considered the hood. But, like, nah, not for real. Some niggas died over there for sure. A kid died and that was fucked up. But, like, I don't think it was
that. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Like, damn.
That was literally like one complex over.
What?
Yeah. I was passed the fuck out. I ain't like, yeah, you like, I think Jay and my mom was like, you ain't hear that? I'm like, nah, nigga, I was deaf, nigga. Like, that shit was crazy, bro.
Like, nigga, I was stoned.
Hey, rest in peace him, man.
Yeah.
I'm not,
when I stayed at EP, somebody broke into the fucking cop's house that stayed right across the street from me.
Damn, he got his ass blasted?
Nah, they weren't there. Like, oh, they were gone.
Oh. I remember you telling me about
this. Yeah, they broke into the back window and shit. I was knocked the fuck out. I ain't hear shit. I wake up in the morning. I go on the back porch to go smoke a blunt. All right, got me some. It was either some cocoa or some coffee. It was one of the two. All right, sit here. I walk outside. I sit down. I look down. I see glass. I look over. I'm like,
dude, what the fuck happened?
But that so shit I'm gonna go back in. The- I was like, so I'm about to go back in the house.
Like, no. I'm good on this.
Oh God, I went to the front. Look, he came in. I was like, yo, y'all shit was like busted open. He was like, so you ain't hear nothing? I was like, nah.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, I promise you, if I would have heard something, I would definitely tell you.
Yeah.
All right, you're big as shit.
You stay next door, too, bro.
Yes, bro. And you're not even an asshole. You're a cool nigga, bro. I would definitely tell you.
To be honest, in my experience, most cops are cool niggas.
Yes, because they don't be really with the bullshit.
Yeah, dead ass.
Like, bro, they already got to deal with a hard enough job as it is.
Yeah, a fucking traumatizing job.
Bro, what? You could die at any moment.
Yeah.
Just because of a badge that you swore to protect and serve everybody else.
Yeah, bro. Like cops are underrated. I'm going to just say that.
Yes, but at least they get free gas, free food, and a lot
yeah,
of free
yeah,
shit. Yeah,
deadass. They do get free gas.
And they
free
get
food.
Automatic guns and shit like that. They be getting some good shit.
Yeah, but it's not like it's
not a good trade-off.
It's not theirs. That patrol car is not theirs.
Nah, they can actually go buy, like, automatic weapons.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anybody can buy an automatic weapon.
No. Civilians can't do that. You have to have either a special license or you have to be military or ex-police or police.
Bro, I just seen a nigga buy a fucking a Viper, I think it was, from Arrowhead. Like, literally. It was probably, like, 50 niggas up in there, too.
But it was a semi, though.
A semi Viper? I don't know if that exists.
Okay, well, like, I saw an FN, like an actual.
It was a Scorpion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking of animals and shit. Like, but yeah, it was a fucking Scorpion.
Look,
yeah.
I saw an FN. I didn't know they could make those shits auto.
I thought it was a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, like, but just like
You could practically make anything auto.
I wonder how though.
This is not the point of this. Yeah. Like,
we're on to the moment. Yeah. We definitely just ventured out.
I guess, shit, well, did you hear about Nelly Choppa and his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. She's like, she like that plant-based penis. That's what she like. Like, dead ass, bro. That nigga 19. God, she 26, bro.
Yeah, that,
like,
okay, so... First of all, if the roles was reversed, though, let's just talk about that, because I just faced a bunch of criticism how academics was so weird about what he said, and College Kid was trying to throw it in his face, and niggas give me so much flack. But nobody says shit when this nigga is fucking 19 and she's 26.
Man, because
it's legal, yes. But I'm saying, bro, why is it not the same type of thing? Like, why is it not?
Because, bro, they can naturally demonize men because it's easier.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's the truth.
Straight up, that just being like black and white, that's exactly how it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't sit here and criticize a woman. You criticize a woman, you're going to get hella backlash. Even if she's in the wrong, you can still get backlash. But I'm not saying in every situation.
Yeah, in most situations, if she wrong,
everybody's going to race her. I get that.
Even on TikTok, where it's predominantly females, like, she's still getting ratioed if she says something stupid. Like, you're not allowed to just say something stupid just because you're a woman either.
Yeah, though. at all. Like, women will hold you accountable. Well, I'm not going to say hold you accountable, but they'll bully your ass. Like, they'll definitely bully your ass online. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, bro. Try to say some insensitive in fucking shade room comments, nigga. You getting ratioed so hard. But to the story, though, apparently he came out with this 30-minute long video, and
God damn.
He says he doesn't want anybody to reduce that video to him saying that he wanted a polygamous relationship and she started to not want that. But that's basically what you fucking said, NLE. So we don't really know anything else to get from that besides that's why y'all broke up.
You wanted bitches. You wanted to harem, and she said no.
But no, she told him yes at first.
I wouldn't.
She said, as long as you're taking care of the crib, I don't care. So, like,
man, that's cap. That's what's over there in that chair.
You think he capping?
Nah, she was capping, nigga.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Bro, you really think she gonna sit here and be like, as long as you just take care of, you know, the house, everything will be pretty fine and I'll be okay with it? Hell nah. Yeah. Hell nah. I'm not going. Fuck that. I'm not going for that shit.
First of all, he did say this. He said that she was with him for the hope that he would eventually get his, like, gets rocks off and fuck all these bitches, and something would change where he like, okay, I'm cool, I don't want
to
fuck no more bitches.
Wanting to change, stop looking for a nigga to change, stop trying to change a nigga, bro.
To be honest, yo, if all these rich niggas, if you think that he just gonna stop fucking bitches one day, yo, until that dick stop working, yeah, he gonna be fucking these bitches,
slinging that, like, pipe,
bro.
Not unless he's like, all right, I found the one I want, and even then, she gonna get cheated on occasionally.
You know what? Let me not say that. Because it's not all rich niggas, but it's definitely like rapper niggas and shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah. This all, like, the statements that I said or am saying, all in pertaining to rapper niggas.
Yeah, because, like, you know, Russell Wilson not out here cheating on
CBS. Oh, yeah, nah. He a sports nigga. He a dweeb, though. I ain't gonna lie. He kind of cringy. But shout out to that man, because he rich as fuck.
I mean, he in a happy marriage. Like, yeah. We out here surrounded by these fucked up ass situations.
I don't think it's all perfect.
Situationships.
Though.
I mean, it's, of course, no marriage is all perfect, but I mean, we don't have infidelity like most marriages in fucking America.
You're such a genius.
Speaking of which, did you know, like, they did a study where Atlanta is actually number 9 on the most infidelities in by city, by out of 200 cities nationwide. Like, I was like, damn, is that bad? Like, shit. But like,
Jesus.
Mostly rapper niggas, because
watch your bitch.
I'd imagine they have bitches throwing themselves at them way more. But if he tell you straight up, like, I want to fuck bitches. Now, I also believe that it shouldn't be a one-way streak, and you should be fucking bitches, and she just, you know, not getting her shit when she want it.
Yeah, not getting her rocks off.
But if this is the agreement, ideally, you should be like, I mean, you should uphold that.
Yeah.
But realistically, man, you should have knew off rip that this not going to work. Like, a lot of women, especially if they get with a nigga that's way beyond her means and just makes like a fuck ton of money or whatever, or yeah, at least compared to her,
she'll try to convince herself that
she'll be compromised. She'll compromise with her morals.
But that's the only time that you'll really see a compromise from a woman. It's when it comes down to a man having a vast amount of of monetary stature or something like that.
I don't believe that's true. And
I mean, I've seen it. Well, I'm not gonna say I've seen it. That's just all I've seen on social media. So I can't.
Yeah, even I think social media would convince you that a lot of things are true about dating and relationships that's not actually true.
Yeah, nah, you're definitely right on that.
That's
shit.
Why I have a huge problem with people like Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit.
Yeah,
and you know, etc.
She said that nigga, like, oh my god, he's such a fucking pain. Oh,
I don't like his voice. That's why I don't watch his videos.
Bro, no, Sneeko he is one so fucking too. Condescending, bro. Like, that nigga is condescending as shit. And he panders to, like, the fucking red pill ass community. And it's like, bro, all you niggas are some fucking incels, bro. Grow up and get some pussy on your dick. Yeah,
the problem is that everything is very subjective. So they speak in generalities, and it's usually not true, because one woman is not gonna be the same as the next woman, and it also depends on the woman that you're trying to get.
Don't give everybody a blanket statement just because of your experience.
It just doesn't work like that, and that's why I have a problem with it, because it leaves. Even if they don't want to believe it, which I heard Fresh and Fit say, "Yo, we only had like 500 or 600,000 subscribers. Like, we're not that big." Y'all don't even realize the influence y'all have on younger people that haven't had relationships yet.
Because they're very impressionable.
They might have had one bad experience led to the Fresh and Fit podcast, and they start realizing, like, damn, yep. That's so right.
Yep. That's that triggered mentality.
Yeah.
Like, real shit. Because, all right, real shit. Think about it. If Fresh and Fit was out back when we were growing up, like impressionable fucking teens, do you think we would actually been zoomed into that shit after our first heartbreak?
I mean, for sure. And that's the thing. We would have been like 13, 14 years old.
Yes. So like, it's like, bro, like, y'all have to realize the people that you are reaching, it's not just 20-year-olds.
It's mostly not 20-year-olds.
At all. Like, dude, who really runs YouTube? Teenagers. Kids. Niggas like us, we still are on YouTube. Yeah, because we grew up on that shit. So, like, but hey. But for the most part, kids is what's run. Kids, teenagers, college kids, that's what's really running the algorithm.
All over social media.
Yes.
So you got to realize that's the people that you're going to reach.
Oh, God.
I'm mad that 1090 Jake decided to go on Fresh and Fit, man. That I was.
What?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, I think it's an upcoming episode, but yeah.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, I would watch it.
Yeah. It's literally just because of 1090 Jake. He's the biggest white blood I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would definitely, like, I watch their shows sometimes.
Not fat.
Like,
not
if
fat.
Destiny's on there, like I said last time. Somebody that, you don't know. But he was on an interview with the dude. It was, like, amazing. He's the white dude.
Like, okay, yeah.
But he was on there, and I watched it just because, like, he can contradict conflict what they saying with some actual
facts.
Knowledge and facts, yeah, and some experience too, because he's in an open relationship.
Oh.
So it's like he can tell it like it is and not how they want it to be.
Oh.
And the fact of the matter is too,
that I like that. That's that transparency that I've
exactly
been
like
yeah.
I need somebody to counterbalance all of this misogyny, basically. Like, I need.
And I motherfucking agree with that. And
oh,
I second that statement.
But the thing about it also, what Destiny has said, is like, y'all try to appeal, or not appeal, y'all try to push the message that of high value man, but the reality of it is, out of 600,000 subscribers, it's probably only going to be 100 that make it to the point of being a high value man. Why? Because we all can't be high value men, quote unquote.
Facts.
We can't be the high stature or high network value man that they want to appeal to. Like, if you do this, do that, you're going to become a high value man. It's just not that simple for a lot of people, really, for the majority of people.
Yeah, it's really
for regular men. It's just not, it's not achievable.
It, look, I'll say this, it can be, but for everybody it won't be. The only reason why is because everybody's built different. Everybody goes through different things. Everybody has their own mental traumas or their own just traumas in general, or bruh, demons that they got to deal with. So most people don't have the willpower to actually go forward. But you have a lot of people that do have that willpower. So,
nigga, if we all became high value men, you know what that would do to the economy?
Bruh, that would suck.
We would still be low value men just because prices have rise so much. Because there's so much fucking money in the economy.
You're right, though.
Like, literally, we would still be low value men because the high value man is now way more than it was before.
Yeah, it's
now
like,
we're just regular because everybody a high value man.
You had to have 500,000 to be a regular, wait, to be a high value man. Now you got to have 3 million.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody got 500,000, so like now we got to raise it to 3 million.
Like, bro, I've been trying so hard, bro. I work so hard.
The reality is, quote unquote, high value man, because we don't share the same ideas that the manosphere share as far as high value man, and most of that attributes to monetary, you know, value.
Yeah, a high value man is a man of character, all right? A man of morals, a man that is an actual.
Of respect, loyalty, integrity, all of those.
Yes, somebody who can actually know how to be a pillar of strength for their family. Like, come on, dude. It's more than just monetary things. Like, just like that bring to the fucking table shit. Granted, we did talk about that and we did make a whole clip about that shit. But again, stop asking bitches. I'm sorry. Stop asking women, what do you bring to the table? And women, stop trying to say you are the table. All need each other.
I want to point out that I see a lot of jokes about like men's podcasts, and it's funny because I see these podcasts that y'all are referring to.
Yeah,
it's like I just seen a meme of Shania showed me earlier, and it was like, man, I just think women need to stay in the kitchen and like. It was a meme of like, it was like a satire of what men's podcasts are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, it is accurate to places like Fresh and Fit.
Yeah,
and stuff
most
like that.
Fucking definitely.
But let's just be real. On my page, on my For You page, guess what's on there?
Ass.
You want to know why, though? Because that's what I like. That's the pictures and videos that I click like on. So, let me just give you a word of advice.
You're such a nigga.
It is what it is. I'm an ass man.
I can respect. Look, I be having boxing, weed,
I mean,
fucking puppies.
Of course, but like,
food.
Ass is the most. Bruh,
definitely got some
it's
ass
more
up there,
ass
too.
Than anything else. It's definitely fighting. It's definitely, well, not food like that, but fighting for sure. Yeah. I even follow the boxing hashtags, UFC hashtag. But the ass is all over.
Yeah, look, ass is going to
always
ass
be
everywhere.
More ass than anything.
All right.
But like, my point is, you want to know why that shows up in our For You page and
because
it gets promoted
sells.
To us? Because we like that shit.
Yeah.
So if you wasn't watching clips of Fresh and Fit, even if you're just watching it to get have a reason to be upset on Twitter, then you wouldn't see it. Like, real talk. There's a bunch of people that don't know who Andrew Tate is. Why? Because they don't follow that bullshit.
That's kind of hard not to know who Andrew Tate is, even though he's made a huge way. Well, you know what?
We're in that bubble.
I'll give you that.
You would be so surprised. Like, there's people that don't know who fucking Andrew Tate is. Like,
yeah, I can ask my mom. She don't even know who he is.
Exactly. He's blew up so much. You would think that it's so hard not to know who the fuck he is, but people don't. But the reason why you know
who
we know who
he is. Because he hasn't made Facebook, that's why.
Nah, I mean, shit, he probably going to get banned on there. But like, the reason why we know who he is because we are almost indulged in that type of industry or this type of genre, the manosphere shit. Like, we watch it, even though, I mean,
we don't agree with half the shit that they say, but we got to watch it because it's a part of what we can basically react to or give us content to talk about.
And also, don't judge anybody off of clips because I can tell y'all firsthand experience.
Straight up.
Our clips are meant to be entertaining. it's not our full thing. Well, sometimes, you know, we try to give out a message.
Yeah.
And that will have basically what we want to say. But for the most part, funny video, it's supposed to be entertaining.
Yes.
We're not trying to give you full context and all that shit. Because yeah. That's not the world we live in. If I could upload a fucking 5-minute video of our whole conversation so y'all can get it, I would do that. But that would get no fucking views. We already
know y'all niggas not going to look at that.
Exactly. It will get no views.
Well, not 5 minutes on YouTube, yes. It would definitely get views. Because niggas got short attention.
But that's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about clips right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just say specifically Instagram because that's our most active thing. If I upload a 5-minute video, it's going to have low views, no retention time, because we are pushed to a culture of shorter videos. So do not take...
It all started with Vine.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. It all started with that shit.
But if you're watching clips on these Fresh and Fit videos and on these Manosphere videos and on, you know, these male podcast shit,
yeah,
and you see these reasons to get upset and you put us all in the boat, well, then that's when you look stupid.
Yeah, like when you assume you make an ass out of you and me.
Exactly.
So you definitely need to watch what the fuck you like.
The reality of it is we shit on both men and women here.
Yeah, yeah.
Men and women can be fucking stupid.
Okay, look. We're not even going to go into the whole cisgender, all that other bullshit. I'm gonna just say this in general. Both species. Oh
man, I guess there's actually a story about that though. Heard about the trans woman that scammed their fans out of like what was it? It was six figures.
It was I think over like $200,000.
No, it was 300.
It was 300,000.
I feel like it was more than that, but it was definitely six figures for sure.
Dude. I briefly watched a video about it. Shout out to Playback. Like that. That's where I got my information from. I didn't watch it full out. So you would probably have to give me a little bit of context.
There's this transgender TikToker, and she was trying.
She got anthema?
No. She was trying to get money for her reassignment surgery. I'm assuming. I don't know that somewhere. But she wanted to get a reassignment surgery. So she went on TikTok and was asking people to help her and shit. Keep in mind, this bitch stay in Malibu.
Why the fuck are y'all?
This bitch stay in one of the richest fucking areas. In California.
Why are people so comfortable with going online asking people for money?
It's women, bro.
Wait, you're not. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Just go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
So, you know, fans got hold of this. I guess she hit the TikTok algorithm really hard. And she also got some other content creators to promote it.
Did she get ratioed?
No, this went well for her at first. So she got a bunch of donations. At first it was probably like 10, 25. Then it was going up to like 4,000, 4,000. It was like niggas donating a bunch of money to help her.
I'm about to tell these niggas I want a coochie.
Right? Hey, bro, I'm trying to get a reassignment surgery.
I'm trying to get some titties done.
Because she already fucked it up for you. Now you can't even do that.
Damn it. That's so fucked up.
At this point, she did all that shit. And, created a GoFundMe and they donated a fuck ton of money, but now her ungrateful ass went back to the content creator that helped her out originally and was like, yeah, I don't think that's enough. I think I'm gonna need another like shout out to my shit so like we can get more money. Basically, she was even people that was in the comments saying like, no. You know, I hope you get your money or whatever, and she was like, well, if you're not going to donate no money or share my post, then I don't see why you're here. Like, it was real extreme, like, entitlement.
What the fuck?
Keep in mind, they donated six figures to this girl. I hope it was a male to female transgender. And I'm not just saying. Is. But, so niggas came out and started exposing her hardcore.
I would have doxed her ass.
Yeah, they exposed her hardcore. They exposed that she bought a car with that money. Yeah, the fact that she stayed in one of the most expensive parts of California, like it's ridiculous how crazy it got for her. This some shit stemming back in like January, February.
Damn.
So it's really just starting to pick up heat right now.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
My main thing is like, yo, why? I get y'all want to feel like y'all support somebody, But there's, if you don't understand and you don't get it and you don't know what this money's really going towards,
do some fucking research before you fucking donate. Like, real shit.
Don't be blinded by the cause is what I'm trying to say.
Literally.
Like, I get you want people to live in their truth and etc., but the reality of it is this is going to an individual. Yes. You have no idea what the fuck she's going to do with it.
Like, if it's a homeless person on the street,
you would look over that nigga, though.
I would probably give them a couple dollars, because I know, even if I don't know exactly what the fuck they're going to spend it on, bruh, what you going to get with $3? You can't get some crack with $3.
But that's the thing, though. Like,
you can get some food for $3.
These same people that donated $4,000, $5,000 will walk past a fucking homeless man in the street.
What type of shit is that? You'll help somebody get their fucking dick chopped off or sit here turned inside out. But you won't even help your fellow man? What?
Like, that's so ridiculous. We talking about you trying to help you trying to help a transgender woman have reassignment surgery in the fucking most expensive part of fucking California, at least one of the most, but you won't even donate, you won't donate to no homeless niggas.
Like, boy, use a bitch
to the tune of at least $5. Y'all donating $4,000.
$4,000? Even if somebody donated $500. That's still wild as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Wait. One more thing before we get out this motherfucker. Did you hear about the 14-year-old, or I think 15-year-old? She was raped. I think it was in Mississippi. She was raped and she killed the dude that raped her. But now she actually has to pay the family of the
dude that she killed.
Like $100,000 in restitution.
For restitution, yeah.
Like, what type of shit is that?
That is so flawed.
Like, but the silver lining with that, they actually started a GoFundMe page. Guess how much she got?
Way more than
$300,000.
That's good.
So with that's something that I can genuinely like be proud of, and I can genuinely say, all right, I see y'all for actually making a change, or at least making a difference in somebody's life that actually needs it. But I don't think somebody, just because they're having a fucking identity crisis, I don't think that you need to donate six fucking figures just so they can make it, just so they can have a fucking surgery. I don't think, no, bro.
Well, the thing is, it was, you know, they did donate six figures, but it was between three or four GoFundMes. It wasn't just one. She has secret ones.
Oh,
so that they exposed later.
Bruh, so even then, that makes it even worse. Like, yeah. Okay, one, I'll keep it a G with you. That's genius, okay? Yeah, like, yeah, granted, that's dirty as fuck, and I definitely feel that you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, because one, that's a lot of hard working money that people actually donated to you. Granted, you can get a write off with taxes and shit like that, completely understandable. But at the same time, that's still a misrepresentation of people's money that they gave you for a certain cause. Nah.
And I would hope that cause was actually fulfilled, because six figures is way more than you need.
You really only need 10 bands.
I heard 30 bands, but I mean, I guess neither shit, here nor there.
Depending on where you go.
She made over 300,000, so it's still like way less than what she actually ended up getting.
Yeah.
For this, I think, first of all, you people need to stop being so easy to fool.
Fucking facts.
But second of all, she is definitely a dirty fucking...
dirty whore.
Yeah, dirty hoe. No, she's definitely like one of those people you got to look out for, because, I mean, when there's a good enough cause, there's going to be a bunch of people donating.
Facts.
It's always been that way. And we live in a culture where everybody wants to feel like they support the group of people or whatever, like the patronized group. They want to support it just because they seem like they're holier than thou or whatever.
Yeah.
The reality of it is, y'all didn't know this bitch. Y'all was like, oh, gender reassignment? Oh, transgender?
I got you.
Like, literally.
I just support the LGBTQIA community so much. I'm just such an ally. I'm going to blindly help them.
And in reality, this bitch is riding an Audi in Malibu.
Like, come on, dude.
Like, come on.
Right.
Like,
what? Nah, she really just pimped y'all asses. She was like, y'all want to make some real motherfucking money?
Want to make me some real motherfucking money?
Make me some real motherfucking money.
That's so sad, man.
Bitch, but, you out here kissing it for free? 8:32. Oh yeah, we do need to like. Yeah.
But thank you guys for tuning in, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been another podcast. Oh, God. With your boys Nate and Jew at Short Story Long Podcast, man.
Oh God, hopefully we can get this one out to y'all in a timely fashion. We do have a lot of content that we're backed up with, and we do appreciate every last one of our supporters that have been rocking with us during this little short
troubling
drought.
Times. All right. Yes.
So you got to make a clip of this.
Yes.
Yeah. So look, we genuinely appreciate y'all, and just know bigger, better content, more interviews, extra everything, better pizza, better ingredients. Down like, bro, better bitches, my clothes better, my shoes better. I work harder, nigga. Fuck Domino's. Fuck Little Caesars, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Just know we going up, alright? Cheers, nigga.
Yeah. And cheers to our affiliates and sponsors, man. We mentioned them in the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. Make sure you actually click on those links, man. It helps us out, and it helps us help you out, maybe.
Oh, God. But, you know, it's been your boy, the Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Panty Player, a.k.a. the Bitch Taker.
Man, I hate how your fucking pop filter is just hanging off. Like, it's so tacky.
This is so loose, baby.
Like, what the fuck?
Fucked a lot.
I got OCD when it comes to this shit, bro. I be hating when shit don't look.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, we going, bro. That was trifling. I said, yeah, I'm sorry.